Hey, you want to talk to me about something, right? Yeah, I got time in between meetings. Go ahead. What do you want to talk about? Oh, you want to work from home? See, like, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but like, you're the fourth employee that's asked me this week. It's not that we don't have work from home positions, after the pandemic and everything. We just, we tend to reserve that for like a specific type of worker. You think it'd be more convenient? Like we have to have like one or two workers in the office just to like move papers around, have meetings. I understand why you would want a work from home position, but let me just tell you that I don't think you're cut out for it. It's not that I don't think you're good at your job. I think you're a very productive worker. We want to keep you around, so like I can see us working something out, but I gotta be upfront. We have these meetings that are completely pointless because our office has a deal with the catering company down the street. We keep them open, they keep us fed during meetings and everything. But the second the pandemic happened, we didn't have anywhere to put all the food. They just keep sending it to us. It's already paid for. So we'd send it to some of the work from home employees. Eduardo and Jim, you haven't seen them around. It's not because we laid them off. It's because they're still working from home. Their job is just to eat all the food because, if we have any food waste, then the catering company's gonna find out. They'll charge us for it because we're wasting food. So we've just been getting it delivered to Jim and Eduardo for the past, I don't know, how long has it been? Like 1.5 years? They've just been getting all the food so like we don't get in trouble, and like there's even less staff. People have been quitting, so we don't have meetings as much. Sometimes like we'll have a little meeting at the beginning of the day, and that's just enough to clear out a box of donuts. But this catering company thinks that we have like 50 employees still. And I don't know if you've noticed, but we're running on a skeleton crew right now. And Eduardo and Jim, they're doing such a good job at disposing the food and just like, consuming it. But remember Slim Jim? I hate to break it to you, but he's not that slim anymore. After the first 100 pounds, his wife left him, and I try to avoid camming with him whenever I have to. I have him fill out, the inventory sheet of all the food he's consumed and all the food that he has to toss away. He does a pretty good job, for a man his size. You'd think he'd eat more, but he's pretty steady. Although he's costing the company quite a lot when it comes to healthcare. I think he's on his fourth fat pad reduction surgery. I don't really know, but like, yeah, I'd say the work from home position is pretty good if you're okay with that. A lot of people aren't okay with a fat. You're stuck at home all day, and we'll be sending you all this food all the time, and you'll still be getting the same base pay as well as better healthcare and everything. So there's no need to worry about that. You don't really have to do any of your, coding or any customer service or anything. You just keep eating. But because Jim and Eduardo have like seniority over you, they get first dibs. So let me just let you know that Jim, he particularly takes like all the sandwiches, burgers, hot dogs. Eduardo, he takes like the pizzas, all of the donuts and various pastries. And let me just say that Eduardo has really let himself go. Like, I'm just warning you ahead of time. You've seen him like what, like 2 years ago. Completely different man. Just here, let me show you. So today the catering company thought we were having a company picnic. That was canceled because we only have a few workers, so there's no point in that. Here he is. He's on cam, of course. We have to keep documentation. Yeah, he's in a pot of chili, just eating with his bare hands. It's pretty revolting. Oh, sorry, I forgot. He's gained about like 500 pounds. I really don't know what's up with him. I think I didn't he get the gym membership last year in the holiday raffle? Oh, no, you're right. He got the buffet gift card. That's right. Shit. Well, anyways, so you can kind of see, like, kind of the hazards and, like, the dangers of working from home. I don't know if you still want to do it. Oh, you want to do it even more now? Okay. I like that enthusiasm. Just sign here real quick, and I'll get you started right away. As per company policy, you still have to follow a dress code, so that will be no shaving, no showering, and only sweatpants, and shirts are optional. Definitely you need to wear socks, shoes are optional, and on casual Fridays, you will not be allowed to wear anything but a tie if you can manage to fit one around your neck after a few months. let me see. Yeah, you're gonna need to pack up your things. I'll get you a box. Take your time, no worries. And tomorrow we'll ship you your new office chair. It's motorized. You can just sit in it wherever you go. You aren't allowed to leave it until the next quarter, and then we'll just see, you know, whether or not you need a larger one. It was Jim's first, then Aguardo, so you can already imagine the smell, but no need to worry. It still works. It's functional. And before you leave, I'm going to need you to finish a bucket of fried chicken that was left in the front. And if you could, on your way home, finish 12 tomahawk steaks, that would be great, but no need to rush yourself. You got a lot of eating to do tomorrow. They think that we have a wedding going on, so you're gonna have to, like, I think finish a whole wedding cake. It's just 3 tiers, no need to worry. Eduardo did it in like an hour last week, so you should be fine. And just FYI, full disclosure, it surprised Jim that I didn't mention this, so I thought I'd mention it to you. So according to that contract you signed, you're contractually obligated to be 400 pounds by this time next year. And if not, you'll just come back to the office. You'll still have your position, no need to worry. But any accommodations like a bigger uniform or, you know, a larger lanyard for your fat neck, we can't promise that we'll provide that, but your job will still be the same. You'll be required to eat all the catering food. You just won't be able to do it from home. So just keep that in mind when you are doing your job. You know, I'm rooting for you. I hope you get to stay in this work from home position, but you know, the company policy is a company policy. And don't worry, you don't have to gain any more than 400 pounds. You don't want to end up like Aguardo over there. So again, fried chicken in the break room. If you want something to wash it down, we got coffee creamer in the fridge. Feel free to help yourself, and don't start slacking off on me. I'll be watching you through the camera. Okay, take care.